Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, I've spoken a lot about my personal experience with my mom and her journey with dementia and all the different things that that's meant from a family perspective. And, you know, part of it is where should mom be living, right? We've talked about all those different elements. Where should she be living and why? What's the best experience that she can be having? And I had a very good experience with a group that helped me come to some conclusions about where mom should be and for what reasons she should, what kind of care she should have. And I think that's a problem that'll, it's a question, it's a concern, it's an anxiety that lots of families have.
Let me take it back in your journey. There was a point in time, and fill in the blanks for me if you can, Dave, where there was a choice between living in her own home or going into a home. And there was some resistance to some degree from mom on this.
Well, and I'm gonna say it might actually have been my resistance when I did the postmortem. My resistance, because you remember my experience when dad passed was that I had mom live with me, move in with me.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, I don't think I fully appreciated what she was experiencing with her dementia, but I pretty quickly came to the conclusion that she was becoming socially isolated living at my house because I was away at work and she's there all by herself, right? Yeah. And so that was the first trigger for me. I don't think it was unsafe for her to be at my house. It would be unsafe now. But at the time, I thought, oh my goodness, like she doesn't get out. She's got no friends here. She doesn't drive anymore. What am I supposed to do here? This doesn't seem right. And that started the exploration for me.
And not everybody will experience the hardship of dementia.
Right.
There may be physical ailments where they cannot care for themselves. And you're at this inflection point, I'll call it, where you have to discuss with that individual, and let's call it your parent.
Yep.
Make it simple. And have that discussion of, well, what should we do for care? Is it in your own home or in a home? And then how do you get them to kind of see the other side of this? Because sometimes we're just kind of stuck in, and I can only see my father at this point, if and when he gets his point, where he'll say, I'm going to stay in my house. Do not send me into a long-term care facility. There's no way. And then now you're trying to make everything work because of that decision without kind of, quote unquote, convincing him that maybe a facility is a better output than being at home alone because of social isolation and other issues as well.
And then making that decision, of course, in amongst all the emotions is very difficult, which is why I think I found it very valuable to have help. And I want to introduce Kathy Mendham, who's been on the show before. Kathy, welcome back. Kathy is the founder, and she's also a seniors advisor, but she's the founder of Proactive Seniors. Kathy, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, you guys. It's always nice to be here.
So we give you a little bit of a preamble and a run-up there. There are lots of options, Kathy. I'd like you to speak to the process, if you will, a little bit about helping families assess, assess one of their loved ones, a parent, what their needs are and what the best standard of care is at that point in time. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, you guys make a really good point in your discussion about that dilemma of whether to stay home or whether to move into a care facility. And it's a very common dilemma because a lot of seniors will have a preconceived notion, and family members will have a preconceived notion of what a care facility is like. And so I think one of the first things families need to do is explore both options and understand what does the scenario look like of staying at home. It can be done. It absolutely can be done. You can have all sorts of care come into the home. You can have public home care. You can add private home care on top of that. You can actually have public home care pay for some of your private home care. And there's all sorts of other service providers that can come into the home. But that can get pretty complicated, and like you said, Dave, it also can be still pretty isolating sometimes if there isn't any social supports. So we really encourage people to explore that avenue, but also explore the avenue of what would it look like moving into a residential setting, and what are your options in that circumstance, because you can have both public and private options there too. And interestingly, more often than not, families will come around, the senior and their adult children will come around to the idea of a residential facility sooner than they would have thought, because there's a lot of benefits there, and socialization is a really big one. So, and another one that's really big is just the less complexity of care. So if you have a lot of people coming and going out of your house, You've got caregivers coming multiple times during the day because you need care regularly during the day. It can actually be a lot easier to be in a facility where the care is just there. So it's worth exploring both avenues.
So, Kathy, I hope my father's not listening to this segment, with all due respect, because I'm going to pick on him. Let's say I'm having this conversation with Dad, and it's time that we have that discussion of either in the home or in a home, and he's just resistant. He doesn't want to move in with me, maybe because he probably doesn't like me. He doesn't want to go into a long-term care facility because that's for other people, not me. I want to be in my home. Let's retrofit. Let's get all the services. Let's handle all this if we need to. There's a financial side of this. Of course, we have to look at that, but there's a non-financial piece of it. How do I assess and how do I have that conversation with my father in this example of, well, Dad, let's look at all the options. Let's see what's best together versus me being an advocate for one option versus the other.
Well, that's, it's a very challenging position to be in. And sometimes it helps to bring in someone else, you know, to bring in someone other than family to say, let's have a frank and very factual conversation of what does that look like to stay home. You're right, there's a lot of financial issues with staying home, but there's that emotional attachment. And I find with a lot of people, there's some pride, because if they say, okay, I'll move, they've kind of feel like they've given up, right? And I think that's a misconception that needs to be worked through. But, you know, bringing in someone outside the family can diffuse that emotion quite a bit, because there might be some suspicions of, you're pushing me one way because this is what you want. Mm-hmm. So bringing in an advisor, whether, through the public health, you can have a case manager come and do an assessment and give their recommendation as to whether staying home or care is required. And you can have a private company such as ours that can come in and do that same evaluation and say, here's what it would look like to stay home. Are you really willing to do all of these things? And here's the alternative. It is really great if the senior can at least go see some of those alternatives, because I find what happens is they either double down and they say, yep, still not for me, but that's still a good outcome to know they are very committed to staying home, and then you can put the effort into that. Or often they'll say, hey, this isn't what I thought it was. I think I could do this. You know, I think I would be happy here, or I'm willing to give it a try. Another concept is just to say, you know, try staying at home for a while, and you can even try living in a residence for a while and keep your home and then see which one is working out better. So it's not like any particular decision is the only you've decided and that's it. You can still change your mind and go the other direction.
Kathy, we have less than 1 minute to go here. With everything that's happened in the pandemic, there's still a fear of going into a long-term care facility because of what's gone on. And that fear is pushing people to stay at home to some degree. What's been the changes in these facilities, if any, that would give more comfort for people to explore or maybe even move into a long-term care facility?
Yeah, there definitely have been changes, both in the public and the private sector. Increased staffing has been one, so having more staff available so people are getting a higher level of care. They're definitely directing more funded dollars towards having higher staff numbers. The second thing is to have more staff working full-time. That was one of the biggest issues during the pandemic, is so many of the caregivers were working at multiple sites, and so that infection transmission was just going out of control. So there's a big push towards having everybody working full-time and working in one site. So that's going to make a big change. And there's a real trend towards less shared rooms. So some of the older facilities do have shared rooms, and they have different ways of isolating sectors of the building if there is infection going on. But anything new is being built with single non-shared rooms.
Kathy, we have to leave it there. I want to thank you again for your input. We'll keep in touch on this. It's a huge issue that's going to touch many, many, many Canadian families. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
I'm joined by Kathy Mandem, founder and senior advisor at Proactive Seniors.
If you want to get in touch with Kathy, feel free to reach out to us at morethanmoneyradio.com. Hit the contact us button. We will connect you with Kathy on this, because I think this is a very important topic. And speaking about healthcare, there's going to be a more pressure on the individual to pay out of pocket over the upcoming years. That's our thesis. How do you protect your income and your healthcare costs on the 21st of March, 7 p.m., in person at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. You have to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Right. Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about purpose in retirement. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.